Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
To go and deny God, because you're going to whip him now, amen? So go ahead and whip him and get it over with, amen?
Amen.
And not in the sense that you got to whip him, but you got to do something in your life to tell the devil no in Jesus' name.
Right.
So when Kenneth Hagin came back and his spirit leapt back in his body, he said he was praying as loud as his voice. His granny was sitting on the bed holding him. His mama was on the front porch out there by the street walking back and forth praying for God and begging God not to let her baby die at 16 years old because he was born with an incurable disease. Medical science could not help him. But his mama was praying at the top of her voice. He said when his spirit came back into his body and his granny thought he was gone, he said his vocal cords, his physical body picked up his prayer in mid-sentence, and him and his mama between him and her both praying as loud as you could pray. Somebody said, I ain't praying loud. Well, you ain't never been to hell either.
Yeah.
You might pray loud if you've been to hell. You get serious praying.
Right.
Fervent, effectual prayer. I mean, you get fervent. Not that loud praying is going to help you, but when you get serious sometimes.
Amen.
He said they were praying so loud they stopped traffic for 2 blocks around.
Yeah.
And caused a traffic jam. And that's before the days of the 1930s now. Right in there somewhere, I guess, 1930s. So, 1930s, they didn't have all the cars that we got, but they caused a traffic jam. So I guess the cars and the mules and the horses run together. But people heard him for 2 blocks between him and his mama praying. But he said, I believe it was 10 minutes to 8 o'clock. Was that right? That he received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and he knew that he was going to do the will and plan of God. And of course, we know the story about how God raised him up off the deathbed. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a heaven to gain and there is a hell to shun.
Amen.
There's a push on in this country to try to tell you there's no such thing as hell, but I'm here to tell you there is hell. There's eternal damnation for everybody that wants to follow the devil in his crowd.
Right.
God never created hell for his children. He created it for the devil. And if you're going to follow the devil, God cannot stop you.
Right.
If you want to do it because God created you as a free moral agent with the right of choice. You made the decision to come to this service this morning, but just as easily you could have went downtown and robbed somebody. You could have done it. And it wouldn't have been God's fault because you are a free moral agent. You can choose what you want to do.
Amen.
And so in this day that we live in, yes, it's sobering. We don't like to hear this, but we got to hear it. There is a hell. And it's eternal damnation. When you close your eyes in death, as we call it, when we close your eyes in death, that's not when you cease to exist. Death does not mean you cease to exist. Death means you move over into eternity.
Right.
And whatever you've prepared for over here, before you close your eyes and move over there, that's where you're going to be. And what's most important of anything is to make sure that you're right, to make sure that you're ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes. Above anything else. Preacher was telling Brother Hagin one time, he said, you shouldn't preach about hell like you do. He said, you are scaring folks. And his response to him, Brother Hagin's response back to this preacher was, he said, well, if you had ever been to hell, he said, you would preach hell to try to scare the hell out of them. And that's when he wasn't cussing, he just telling the truth. He said, you ought to scare folks? Yeah, you don't want to go there.
Amen.
Listen, and I can tell you another thing. God will not send you to hell.
No.
God has never sent anybody to hell. I mean, he's going to put the devil there, of course. But any human being, if you go to hell,
right,
it's because you make the choice,
right,
and God cannot stop you.
Right.
You are a free moral agent. It's not like God is some kind of sadistic God up there with a pitchfork ready to stick every human he can and fry them and barbecue them like you would a hot dog or a ribs or a hamburger. God is not that way. For God so loved the world, he's trying to keep you out of hell. The reason hell is there is for the devil and his angels.
Right.
It was never designed for you. But if you choose to associate, hook up with, and agree with the devil, then you know what's going to happen? You're going to wind up where he's at. So what we've got to do is make sure in this day that we agree with God.
Amen.
Don't listen to these goofy people. I don't care how many people they got. I don't care how many degrees that they got at the end of their name. I don't care how many people are following them. I don't care how big a ministry they got. Don't care how big a church they got. If they tell you that there's no such thing as hell, and that God did not create a hell, and that God would not allow any human being to go to hell, you know what I say about that? That's a bunch of bunk, junk, and hogwash. They do not know what they're talking about. They are clearly deceived. Why? Because it does not agree with the teachings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel than that which I preached, let him be accursed. If somebody's accursed, don't you sit under them and don't you listen to them.
Amen.
Ministers that your pastor and I know, and maybe some of you even know, a minister in particular. I say no, it don't mean we're personal friends, but we know of the gentleman, you know. And I've been in services where he's been and everything. But he's come out recently in the last, I guess, 2 years or so, with something. I heard it out of his own mouth. And this is somebody that used to believe just like I do, just like Pastor Harris does. But he come out with something I heard out of his own mouth called the doctrine of inclusion. What this doctrine, that simply means, broken down in country terms, nobody's wrong on the planet. You can worship a cat, dog, tree, rock, mule, cow, a human being, or whatever you want to do, and everybody is going to heaven with God. Do you know what I say about that? That's a bunch of bunk, junk, and hogwash. The man is clearly and greatly deceived. Greatly deceived. Because there is a heaven, and no, there's only one way. Why? Because Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. So what the preacher is saying, he is contradicting what Jesus said. Who am I going to go with? I'm going with Jesus.
Amen.
Who are you going to go with? You're going with Jesus. You don't listen to somebody if they don't line up with the Word of God. The world is trying to rock us to sleep, trying to pat us on the back and tell us everything's all right. Listen, it's not all right if you're not living right and if you're not doing right and you're not walking in light with the Word of God. And listen, I'm not just talking to you. You're going to get this CD for somebody. It's to get us thinking.
Right.
But I mean, this is for all of us. You know what I mean?
Amen.
I'm not just talking to us.
Right.
But there's things we need to get right. We need to get real.
Amen.
Any kind of bitterness, hard feelings, unforgiveness in your life, if you want to be forgiven according to what the Word of God says, you got to forgive.
Right.
Turn to Mark chapter 11. I've been yelling and screaming about it this morning, but let me just read you a scripture about it. Mark chapter 11, verse number 25. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. This is the words of Jesus. It's not the words of that preacher that I was just telling you about. I belittle not the human being or the individual. I'm not against them. You understand? I'm against the doctrines of the devil that come through them, but I'm not against any human being or anybody. I don't hate him. I don't hate his family. I don't hate him. But I'm not going to permit doctrines of devils to operate in me, believe it.
Right.
And I'm not going to agree with it.
Right.
And if I'm asked and I'm forced, I'll give my opinion about it.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm doing now.
Yes.
But I mean, I would do it even to him if I was in a position to do it. I'm not going to agree.
Right.
And if Larry King asked me on his show if Jesus Christ is the only way to go to heaven, I'm going to say absolutely.
Right.
If you serve any other god, and if you don't receive Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you will not go to heaven.
Right.
That is what I'm going to tell Larry King. Now, others have not told Larry King that.
Amen.
And I'm not calling any names, but they haven't. Big, big churches. You'd never dream would say that. If his daddy knew he said it, his daddy would roll over in his grave and get up. And he probably heard him from heaven and even would reach down and slap him. In love. His daddy can do that. Because his daddy would never say that.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. But in Mark chapter 11, verse 25, it says, and when you stand praying, do what?
Forgive.
If. You don't have to forgive if you don't fit this next clause, if you got everything already forgiven. He says, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught or you have anything against anyone. That's what it means. that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses or your sins. If anybody sinned against you, then you need to forgive them in order for your Father to forgive you your trespasses or your sins. Verse 26 says, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses or sins. In other words, what he's saying in verse number 26, if you don't forgive those that sins against you, do bad things against you, he said, your Father, which is in heaven, will not forgive you of your sins. That's what the Bible says. So if you need mercy, you may not need as much mercy as I do, but I need mercy. So I have to give a lot of mercy. I have to give a lot of grace. Now, that don't mean I just accept and swallow anything that comes along. That don't mean that I don't have standards and morals and values and things that I'm not going to violate in my life and just go along with anything anybody says and does. No, that don't mean that. But it means if somebody does me wrong, says any wrong, or does anything against me, harbors any bitch, I'm not going to retaliate by doing the same thing to them.
Right.
Why? Because if I do, then I'm not going to receive the mercy. I'm not going to receive the forgiveness. Then I'm going to be in the same position they are.
Right.
I'm going to condemn myself by condemning them. You condemn yourself by condemning others.
Right.
So what have we talked about today? What was point six?
Get your life in order.
Get your life in order. Jesus is coming soon. Get your life in order. Jesus is coming soon. Remember, this is not the real thing.
Right.
This is not the real life. This world that you're living in now, there's necessary things that you must do to survive in this life. We're not knocking legitimate, necessary things that you need to do. But you don't need to get so wrapped up in this life here that you forget about that life that's just right over there. For some people, that day will come today. For some people, today, people will go into eternity. I don't know the record or stats as far as statistics of how many will go today and leave the planet. In other words, go into what we call death. But they will be, as Granny would say in the country, a heap of them.
Yeah.
Now, what's going to be most important is not what really, in one sense, of what they've done and accomplished in this world system back there, but it's how they've prepared for where they're going out there. That's what's most important. So what the Holy Spirit is doing and saying today, what is God saying from heaven? Get your life in order because Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
Well, let's take a few minutes here, 5 or 10 minutes or so. And let's just...
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.